Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. It's July 2, 2012, and this is episode 342. Today we're going to take a look at five winning images from the May 2012 MBP assignment on the theme of sidelight. Before we get started though, I wanted to quickly mention that I'm going to be doing a webinar with Photo Shelter and X-Rite on successful colour management and printing. The webinar is going to be held live on July 9 at 4 p.m. PDT, 7 p.m. EDT or 11 p.m. GMT. I don't have a link just yet, but if you get the Photo Shelter or X-Rite newsletters, you'll receive details automatically. Otherwise, keep an eye on the forum or on my Google Plus profile for more details. I hope to see you there. For now though, let's take a look at the five images that received the most votes last month. And to start with, in fifth place, we have Elise Angier with The Tulips. And here's Elise's backstory. Congratulations to Jacqueline for the win, an exceptional image, and to the others who placed. Thanks to all who voted for my entry, my backstory for The Tulips is rather short. I was out walking on my spring flower project. Even though it was quite early, the sun was already starting to create glare in the garden. I was just about ready to leave and noticed how the sunlight was now shining from the side onto a patch of white tulips. The tulips were quite bright and didn't have much detail, so I decided to try multiple exposures for an HDR. Flowers are hard for the technique since they move on any slight change in the air. Only minor tweaks and cropping in Photoshop were needed after the exposures were combined. Thanks again to Martin for another challenging topic. You're welcome, Elise, and a nice shot here. Very subtle use of HDR too. The tulips themselves look a little bit tired, so I probably wouldn't have picked these myself to photograph, but you did a good job with what you had. Thanks very much for getting involved. In fourth place, we have Drew with The Devil's Drink, and here's Drew's backstory. First of all, congrats to the winners of this month's assignment. I really enjoyed many of the images and really enjoyed testing my creativity this month. Although it is difficult to see in my image, the whiskey in the decanter is a beautiful warm amber colour. I tried my best to give a warm feeling to this image, and the spicy sweet flavour of the whiskey warms with every sip I take. I used a desk lamp with a very yellow bulb as the side light, and applied it at a downward angle to avoid getting too much light into the frame. I also wanted to avoid making the image too sharp for this type of subject. Something about a soft glow appealed to me here. Edited slightly in Photoshop CS5 to enhance the overall colour and warmth, and add a very slight Gaussian blur. Well, very nice work, Drew. The warmth certainly comes across. I feel as though I kind of wanted a little bit more space on the left of the decanter, but that would have been more orthodox, I guess, and probably not what you wanted. I certainly feel a certain tension without the space, which I imagine is what you're aiming for. Masterful use of the Gaussian blur too. The softness certainly enhances the image, and that golden light works wonderfully. I almost want to reach out, pick up the glass and take a sip myself. Well done indeed. And in third place is Omar Gonzalez with La Madonna. And here is Omar's backstory. Yeah, thanks for the votes on my Madonna portrait. The backstory goes something like this. This image was a complete happy accident. I was shooting a baby portrait session for my wife's friend. I was ready for the perfect shot using only speed lights. The plan was to use a 60-inch umbrella as the main light and a reflector for fill. Well, after setting everything up and mom and baby patiently waiting, I realized that I didn't have the trigger to fire the flash. With no backup whatsoever, I know, I ditched the umbrella and moved the background and mom and baby over to the tiny window. I set the camera up on a tripod and had to bump my ISO to 1600, but with the 5D Mark II, it wasn't so stressful. I told mom to touch her lips to the baby's head and close her eyes and got the shot. In post, I darkened the background and added my own black and white flavour. The funny thing is, turns out that the flash trigger was hiding at the bottom of my bag. I guess it knew something I didn't. There are no accidents. What a wonderful backstory for a wonderful shot, Omar. You always enter great images and your backstories show ingenuity and sometimes humility, but always masterful in the way you arrive at your end result. I love the mood of this shot, and I'm sure you're right that there are no accidents. This shot would have been very different had you found your trigger. Great stuff, and congratulations on placing. In second place, we have Jack Andrews with Golden Rays, and here's Jack's backstory. Congratulations to all that entered in the assignment, and especially this month's very deserving winner, Jackuli, and my fellow runners-up. I am very pleased to have placed for a third time this year, and it is personally very encouraging as the place is the result of votes by peers who are worthy of judging the images. The image again for me was taken on the last day of the assignment, and I have to give my wife Julia credit for spotting it first. I always discuss the monthly assignments with Julia, and that way it helps her with understanding of my need to shoot a particular scene by a particular time. So with her knowledge of the side lighting assignment, she spotted the opportunity first, and as we had just sat down to dinner, looking out of the window, she spotted the water from the sprinklers being hit by the golden rays of the setting sun as filtered by the backyard fence. As she turned to say sidelighting, I was already up from my seat and heading for my camera and out the back door, taking the shots within seconds. I wanted to show the light and its temperature, the water droplets tracking on their trajectories and crisscrossing each other produced a great canvas, and the backyard fence produced the pattern which helps the picture to picture the rays. The golden hour and the light temperature were perfect to help with the mood of the image. I handheld the shot and dragged the shutter, allowing the droplets to paint more light across the frame, and I slightly cropped the image in Lightroom and made adjustments to help enhance the colour. Finally, I went ahead and shot the assignment as planned with a totally different setup, using one of my sons as a model and a large low output globe for the lighting. I then rejected all of those shots in favour of the golden ray shot that you have here. Thanks again. Great lines and mood here, Jack. I'm pleased that Julia saw this and you were quick to capture it. The trajectory of the water droplets is nice, and the texture of the grass in the background is almost palpable. I can almost feel the warmth of the light too. I'm wondering if it might be helped by an even tighter crop across the top, losing, say, another 10 or 15% of the frame, but still, it's a great image, and congratulations on second place. I'd also like to extend a very hearty happy birthday to you, Jack, as I believe that's today. Have a great one. And finally, in first place, it's Jaco Parvala with Ball Possession, and here's Jaco's backstory. First, I'm going to use the opportunity to thank Martin for his great work with the podcast and forums. I've been subscribing to the podcast for about 2 years now and have not been active in the forums or participated in the assignments until the beginning of 2012. The podcast has been a huge part of in going forward with my photography. Not only have I learned about the technical side, but also about the attitude of being a photographer. The sincerity and tranquility with your pictures, as well as the aim for the highest image quality, have inspired me so much. It's funny sometimes how opportunity presents itself if you just keep your eyes open and the camera nearby. My usual bicycle route to work goes alongside a football practicing field, and I noticed a couple of times how the sunlight hits the field in a particularly nice way in the spring. Usually the field is empty, but this time there was a team doing their drills. I figured I'd have about 20 minutes before I would really start rushing for work. I shot some frames with the goalkeeper catching some penalty kicks and some guys doing headers. Those shots weren't too great, so I concentrated on the part where the light would turn to shadow. I framed the shot and then it was just waiting for someone to appear and fill the frame. I was lucky to have this guy stop in the edge of the frame making some teasing comments to his fellow players. Post-processing was really simple in my book, no cropping, just converting to black and white with silver effects too, and some brushing in Lightroom 4. That artificial turf they have doesn't look so pleasing in colour, but it adds a nice touch in black and white with its odd contrast. So thanks so much for the kind words at the start of your backstory there, Jaco. You're very welcome, and thank you for listening and for getting involved in the assignments. Thanks for the detailed backstory too. I didn't realise at first that this was artificial turf. It just looks like very well kept pitch in black and white. Your patience was certainly rewarded with the position of the goalie and the angle of the head, with him looking out of the frame adding tension. The shadow extending behind him into the frame balances this out nicely too, of course. The negative space at the top right is perfect, and all round it's just a very, very good shot. Congratulations on a very well-deserved first place. Thanks to all five winners again for taking the time to get involved and to post your backstories to share with us all. Thanks also to everyone that got involved in the assignment, of course. And whether you placed or not, I do hope that you learned something by giving it a try. The theme for June was interaction, and the voting system is currently turned on until July 7, 2012. Just 5 days left now to vote. But if you're listening to this soon after release, do drop by the mbpgalleries.com website and cast your vote for your favourite five images. The July assignment, using yet another suggestion from our friend Morten Goldberg, is geometry. I'm thinking that we'll be looking for geometric shapes and lines to shoot in an interesting or fun way for this month's assignment. So let's get out and see what we can come up with. Thanks very much for listening today. Remember that you can find me on Google+ and Twitter, etc. And links to everything that I'm up to are on the top page at martinbaileyphotography.com. So do drop by and take a look. I'll be back next week with another episode. But in the meantime, you take care and have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye.